day it's Nancy Thompson from Bracebridge Horticultural Society. It'll soon be time for us to become a buffet for those black flies and such. Some bugs home in on your CO2 when you exhale, whilst others come by scent, warmth, movement, and dark colors. We can make ourselves a bit less attractive by avoiding fragrant soaps and shampoos and such, and instead use scents that block the bug's receptors. Now mosquitoes, no-see-ums, and black flies really dislike citronella, lemon eucalyptus, cinnamon, geranium, catnip, and I've even found they don't like the smell of vanilla. Ants and fleas tend to dislike mint, basil, and bay, to the point where some people like to strew a few of those leaves across their picnic tables whilst eating. DEET's great stuff, but it's relatively easy to make your own insect repellent. As a teenager, I used to get a bottle of unscented baby oil and add some oil of citronella to it. Not only did it repel bugs and keep my skin soft, I think it kept just about everybody else away as well. But if I'd add a bit of iodine, it even gave me a tan. However, here are some simple homemade bug sprays. Now be sure to test any of this stuff on a small spot of your skin to make sure you're not allergic to it before you apply it all over. So one recipe is 2 cups of witch hazel, which you can get at any drugstore, about 1.5 teaspoons of lemongrass or the oil of citronella, and 1 tablespoon of apple cider vinegar. Shake it all up and bottle it, label it, keep it in the fridge. Another recipe is 1 cup of rubbing alcohol, that's that isopropyl alcohol, with 10 to 20 drops of any essential oil such as lemongrass, peppermint, or eucalyptus. And again, shake it up well, bottle it, label it. Be sure to label it. You'd hate to have it on your food instead of your skin. And keep it in the fridge or in a dark spot. Another recipe is 1 pint of vinegar, about 1/2 teaspoon of pennyroyal oil, 1 teaspoon of eucalyptus oil, 1 teaspoon of orange oil, and 1 teaspoon of citronella. Shake it up well, stick it in a bottle, and label it. Now, this last one might make you smell a bit like a pickle until it dries, but then it's not too bad. You can even go a step further and use fresh herbs to make your own repellent. Steep 2 tablespoons each of fresh mint, basil, lavender leaves, and 1 cup of boiling water until it's cooled. So boil the water, pour it over the leaves, and let it cool. Strain, add 1 cup of witch hazel and shake it well, bottle and label, and store it in a dark spot. Another one you can try is boil 1 cup of water, add 1 few cloves, and 3 or 4 tablespoons of dried herbs such as peppermint, catnip, or lavender. Mix well, cover, and let cool before straining. Then add 1 cup of vinegar or witch hazel, label and store. Now the other thing that's very important in our Muskoka springs and summers are be sure to wear long sleeves and tuck your pant legs in. The ticks are still around and so is Lyme disease. This is Nancy Thompson, Bracebridge Horticultural Society. Have a great Muskoka day.